This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Some strength overnight here for grain futures. Now, we won't put a lot of stock in the overnight action. That can be something that leads to disappointment here on a market where we're higher, yet not a lot of volume behind it. Need to test some of this overnight strength, but overall improved attitudes compared to yesterday. We've got a mostly supportive outside environment, crude oil down a little bit along with stock futures, but we do have also that dollar index a bit weaker here. We, you know, are hashing out some of the same storylines, primarily focused on what's going on down in South America weather-wise with that rain promised here this week. It seems like to start out, some of those showers are spotty at best, and that unfortunately was the expectation. It's just like it, you know, here is here at home where you're promised one thing and not necessarily guaranteed that you're going to get that in terms of moisture, especially when it comes after such a long drought. And we know that it's also this wetter forecast for Brazil sandwiched in between what looks to be a return to this drier condition. That's linked to El Nino. It's something we brought up again last week with the meteorologists coming out and basically doubling down on their outlook for that El Nino to be really rather strong compared to normal and something that lasts probably well into 2024. So it has been mostly a soybean storyline because we're focused on those numbers that show Brazil has been almost all season at least 10% behind or more on soybean plantings and that they have to replant up to 20% of that crop here, but it extends into, when we talk about El Nino lasting early into 2024.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn up 3 3/4 at 473 1/4. January soybeans up 13 3/4 at 1381 even. On the Merc, December live cattle up 20 cents at 175.67. January feeder cattle up 20 cents at 230.05. December lean hogs down $1.02 at 69.32. December pork cutout down 17 cents at 81.27. And Class 3 milk up 8 cents at 16.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.